Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. NPR's new politics podcast is where NPR's political reporters talk to you like they talk to each other, with weekly roundups, short takes on news, and reporting from the caucuses and the campaign trail. You don't have to keep up with politics to know what's happening this election year. You just have to keep up with them. Listen and subscribe to the NPR Politics podcast at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app.
Hey, man, você que fechou a porta. Hey, man, e não deu beijo na boca. Hey, man, atura minha canhota. Se liga no passo que ela vem te entorta.
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst. Felix Contreras is away this week. I am outnumbered by fabulous Brazilians today in the studio because we are also joined by a super special guest, one of my favorite musicians of all times, the incredible Seu Jorge. Welcome.
Hey, Jasmine. Thank you for inviting me. Wow. Hello, guys.
Also joining us is Beko Dranoff. Beko is a music producer extraordinaire. He also hosts an awesome Brazilian music podcast called Sonoridade. We're going to link to it on our show. And he's a friend of our show. We love having him on. Hey, Beko.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you? It's so great to be here again at Alt Latino with the one and only Seu Jorge, who we all love.
Oh, I have so many questions that I want to ask Seu Jorge, but first, I think we should hear some more music. And this is a song from the absolutely breathtaking soundtrack that he did for the movie The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. And it's David Bowie covers, and this is Seu Jorge's cover of Suffragette City.
Para Suffragette City, pra mim tá tudo bem. Você vai, o que é que eu fiquei? Para Suffragette City, pra mim tá tudo bem. Você vai, o que é que eu fiquei? Para Suffragette City, pra mim tá tudo bem. Você vai, o que é que eu fiquei? Para Suffragette City. Suffragette City, Suffragette City, Suffragette City, Suffragette City, Suffragette City, Suffragette City, Suffragette City. Suffragette City, Suffragette City, oh, Suffragette City, Suffragette City, Suffragette City, Suffragette City, Suffragette City, oh.
I read somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, but I read somewhere that when you told your family as a teenager, I'm going to be a musician, that they told you to leave the house and you became homeless. Is that true?
No, it's no, not okay. True. But I was 20 years old when I decided to be a musician and working with this. And my uncle said to me, okay, if you decide that, I will bring you in a place. I will pay for you living there for 3 months. If you don't work, if you don't get a job, you don't have a money for stay this place, you're going to live on the street. And that's what happens. After 3 months, I don't have a money. And the woman of this place, she decided cover me for more 3 months, and I don't get a job. And she me putting me out. And after that, I'm starting living like a homeless. But
you were also doing music.
Yeah, because I'm decided making music. I need to got 100% of my time to make music.
Jorge, you didn't have any connections to music? How did you start with music?
Yeah, did you play at bars?
I'm starting playing on bar and a North Zone in Rio. and this place called Mai Tai. And I have a big friend and partner, 26 years, called Gabriel Moura. I saw him for the first time in this place, and he talked with the manager. Next week I will be here. We got my equipment and starting play. And I listened to this conversation, and I decided to see him. And when I see him play songs, the Caetano and Gil and Djavan and stuff like that, I decided to be a musician.
So when you're in Northern Rio, you're homeless, you're playing this bar in Northern Rio. Is there a song that you, when you think about that time in your life, that you remember singing?
Oh, yes. Sometimes, when I have a, you know, a time to with my friends and play some songs, I remind the music I'm singing when I'm playing in pubs. In general, I'm playing the same songs. I'm still playing Caetano, Gil, Gilberto Gil, Djavan, and Chico Buarque de Holanda. I'm still playing that songs, and that song make me remind these times to, you know, I was young, and Gabriel Moura invited me to for the drama school in 93, and that make a totally difference from me, especially because I meet his uncle. He's called Paulo Moura. He's a great, great saxophone and clarinet from Brazil always. And this master helped me and teaching me so much. And it's very, very important for my development.
Well, let's listen to one of those classics. Guys, what should we listen to? Should we listen to some
Choose
Chico Buarque?
Choose a song, Javan, Gil.
Wow, it's pretty cool.
Which one you love?
One song I really, really loved from Caetano called Petergast, the album Uns. Mm. It's from album Uns. This song is touched my heart. I made a cover of this song. I made a dedicated to Caetano for 17 years old.
Sou homem comum, qualquer enganando entre a dor e o prazer, hei de viver e morrer como homem comum. Mas o meu coração de poeta projeta-me em tal solidão que às vezes assisto a guerras e festas imensas. Sei voar e tenho as fibras tensas. E sou um, ninguém é comum. Eu sou ninguém no meio de tanta gente. De repente vem, mesmo eu no meu automóvel, no trânsito vem o profundo silêncio da música límpida de Petergast. Escuto a música silenciosa de Petergast. Sou um homem comum, qualquer um, enganando entre a dor e o prazer, hei de viver e morrer como um homem comum. Mas o meu coração de poeta projeta-me em tal solidão que às vezes assisto a guerras e festas imensas. Sei voar e tenho as fibras tensas. E sou um, ninguém é comum. Eu sou ninguém no meio de tanta gente. De repente vem, mesmo eu no meu automóvel, no trânsito vem O profundo silêncio da música límpida de Pedergast. Escuto a música silenciosa de Pedergast. Pedergast, o hóspede do profeta sem morada. O menino bonito Pedergast, rosa do crepúsculo de Veneza. Mesmo aqui no samba, canção do meu rock and roll, escuto a música silenciosa de Pedergast. Sou um homem comum.
Another really big part of your musical DNA is the Scuola de Samba. Talk to us a little bit about how you got involved in the Scuola and about what they mean to Brazil, because they're actually huge for Brazilian culture, Escola de Sambas, schools of samba.
Yeah, my case, I have my mom, she participated in Ana Mangueira, and she met my dad.
What is it, just for people who don't know, what is Mangueira?
Mangueira is a neighborhood in the north of the Rio de Janeiro. It's very traditional for the people as a community. You know, this place have born a lot icons like as Nelson Sargento, Cartolas, Dona Zica da
Cartola.
Mangueira, people born in there.
So Mangueira is almost like saying barrio.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
a barrio. And it's a very important, you know, there's the samba school parades in Rio. Yeah. They're divided in group A and group B.
Yes.
And you never want to be the last of the 10 samba schools because you're going to be downgraded.
So what's like an iconic song of Escola do Samba where your mom started going that, you know, we could put in the show?
Yes, I have a classic that from Mangueira, for example. I have a great, beautiful story. One guy calls Paulinho da Viola. He's a great, great composer. He's a great composer. He's someone from Portela.
I love that you brought him up because I'm thinking of getting a tattoo with a line from Paulinho da Viola.
Oh, wow. So amazing.
Yeah, foi um rio que passou em minha vida.
Exactly, baby. You know this song. Yeah, that song. This is a classic. That song he's made after. He made one song for Mangueira. Beautiful song, like, visto assim do alto, mas parece o céu no chão. Sei lá, em Mangueira, poesia feito mar se alastrou. E a beleza do lugar, so beautiful music, so beautiful lyrics.
I think this is a sign that I have to get that tattoo.
It's a very good line.
Oh, yes, very cool.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, I always interpreted that line as kind of the passing of life, that life, like things pass through your life and things happen and then, I don't know, am I wrong?
Things pass and they don't come back. From Rio que passou na minha vida, in the sense that it doesn't come back. It's gone.
That's how I always interpreted that line. Foi rio que passou em minha vida. For listeners who don't speak Portuguese.
No, meu coração se deixou levar.
Yes.
And my heart goes together.
It was a river.
My heart went along.
It was a river that passed through my life and my heart went along. Yes. And I think that's the most beautiful line.
Beautiful. Very romantic.
This is, again, forgive my horrible Portuguese, this is Foi Rio Que Passou Em Minha Vida by Paulinho da Viola.
Para saber se andou errado, será difícil negar. Meu coração tem mania de amor, amor não é fácil de achar. A marca dos meus desenganos ficou. Só um amor pode apagar. A marca dos meus desenganos ficou. Só um amor pode apagar.
Quando alguém que não me lembra anunciou: Portela, Portela, o samba trazendo alvorada, meu coração conquistou. Senti meu coração apressado, todo meu corpo tomado, minha alegria voltar. Não posso permitir aquele azul, não era do céu, nem era do mar. Foi um rio que passou em minha vida e meu coração se deixou levar.
So, George, you have a fantastic acting career in addition to music. And one of the big films that kind of introduced you as an actor to people was City of God.
Yes.
And that movie has become iconic. It's like a jewel of Latin American cinema, right?
Yes.
And I remember there's this one scene in that film where they're at this massive funk party. In fact, it was a they're playing kung fu fighting, and your character gets into a fight with this drug lord. Well, he gets kind of bullied. And I think it's a great way to go into talking about how huge funk and soul were for Brazil in the 1970s. It was huge, right?
It's big. It's big, especially because for us, the king, the everything, the all things is still James Brown.
Hit it.
When James Brown arrived, he made a shock for us, you know, especially for black people in Brazil too. He made a lot of influence in Africa, in that ghetto Brazil. This includes Brazil because I have a lot of African soul in Brazil. And when arrived this massive sound, James Brown, it's like a door open for us. And everything is coming, you know, cool again, working the fire. It's very, you know, it's very normal for me and for everybody on the crew, on the movie, make this scene, make this party. For us, it's a real party, you know. It's just it's not a movie. I remember when Fernando say cut, and nobody stop it.
We're gonna have a bunk.
It's very interesting to me how the 70s, you know, when the real, you know, soul movement in the States arrived in Brazil and it became a school, you know, there's the Black Rio movement and, you know, Samba Soul and all that. And Jorge comes so many years after that, and I think his music is very influenced by soul, and that, you know, his music is Brazilian, but it's very soul, very R&B, everything swings, and it's that combination of samba and soul that makes it so fascinating. And I think that's what captivates everybody around the world. You know, foreigners might not understand the lyrics, but the rhythm is just irresistible. And it's so unique to Brazil, the samba and soul.
What's a very funky, soulful Seu Jorge song that you want to hear right now, Beco?
There's so many, but, you know, Carolina is a classic. Let's listen to Carolina. Cool.
Carolina, maravilha de mulher. Para todas as Carolinas do meu Brasil, Carolina.
menina bem difícil de esquecer. Andar bonito e um brilho no olhar, tem um jeito adolescente que me faz enlouquecer. E um molejo que eu não vou te enganar, maravilha feminina, meu docinho de pavê. Inteligente, ela é muito sensual, te confesso que estou apaixonado por você. Ô Carolina, isso é muito natural. Ô Carolina, eu preciso de você. Ô Carolina, eu não vou suportar não te ver. Carolina, eu preciso te falar. Ô Carolina, eu vou amar você. De segunda a segunda fico louco pra te ver. Quando eu te ligo você quase nunca está. Isso era outra coisa que eu queria te dizer. Não temos tempo então melhor deixar pra lá. A princípio no domingo o que você quer fazer? Faço um pedido que eu irei realizar. Olha aí amiga, eu digo que ela só me dá prazer. Essa mina Carolina é de abalar. Oi, ô Carolina, eu preciso de você. Ô Carolina, eu não vou suportar não te ver. Maravilha feminina, meu docinho de pavê. Inteligente, ela é muito sensual. Te confesso que estou apaixonado por você. Ô Carolina, isso é muito natural. Ô Carolina, eu preciso de você. Ô Carolina, eu não vou suportar não te ver. Carolina, eu preciso te falar. Ô Carolina, eu vou amar. Foi
audiences here in the U.S. really came to love you with Wes Anderson's The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. You play Pelé dos Santos, a musician who travels with the crew, and you play David Bowie covers in Portuguese. And I mean, those covers are some of the most gorgeous pieces of music I've ever heard.
Oh, sweet.
And David Bowie himself said, quote, "Had Seu Jorge not recorded my songs in Portuguese, I would never have heard this new level of beauty which he has imbued them with," unquote.
Yeah, that's touched my heart.
It's amazing, huh?
It's touched my heart.
Whose idea was it to do those covers?
The idea of Wes Anderson. He had an idea. Well, you know, one day I'm my home in Gavia. I was living in Gavia with my family. And Flor, my old daughter, she had, I think, 6 months. She had a 6 month. I'm, you know, watching TV. And someone called me. And I grabbed the telephone, but I don't understand any words the guy said to me. And then passed for Mariana. Mariana talked to me. He said, "Oh, have one guy, he calls Wes Anderson, he wanted you for made a movie with him. He wanted you to make a cover for Bowie songs." Because Walter Salles made an indication for me. Because I think he's asking for Walter Salles for someone to role, acting, and make the lyrics and sing it and play the song. He said, "Oh, the only guy I know this is Seu Jorge, because he's a musician and an actor. He made this for me and gave me this. He sent to me 12 songs. I made the two, sent to him, he liked it, and invited to play Pelé dos Santos in Italy. I spent 6 months and shooting this movie in Italy and make a lot of friends, you know, Jeff Goldblum, Kate Blanchett, Noah Taylor, Bill Murray, Willem Dafoe, all these guys. You know, I'm so glad to meeting and working together. Walt Wilson, I miss everybody. And Angelica Houston, big friend, and my family. And he had the idea. And this year, you know, last month, we lost David Bowie.
Did you ever meet him?
No.
But he was such a fan. I mean, what is your favorite of the covers? I mean, you...
I think Life on Mars.
That's one of my favorite songs ever, and one of my favorite Seu Jorge songs, Life on Mars.
Muitas vezes o coração não consegue compreender o que a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças para obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí. Deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós. Tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul, pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, que quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.
Thank you so much, Seu Jorge, for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure and an honor to have you here, and I hope it's not the last time.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Thank you, Beko Dranoff, also one of our favorite guests, an expert on Brazilian music. I want to remind our listeners that you can hear all of the songs we played on this week's show on npr.org/altlatino. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And I'll see you guys next week. Felix Contreras will be back. But for the time being, I'm Jasmine Garst. And this is, I think, the most South American Alt Latino we have ever done. Thank you.
Seu futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. meu amor, não estamos sós. Tem um mundo a esperar por nós. O infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, que eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Meu bem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.